I thought I heard something this way. Eh, must have been me. Huh? Okay, now I'm not crazy. There is definitely something here. A human man? No, wait! Come back! Stop! I just want to tell you something! Gotcha. Stop! Please! Don't fight back! I'm not gonna hurt you! I swear! Come on, I really don't want to hurt you, I promise. There, don't be scared. You can trust me. Now, have I got some questions for you? What brings you out here? Uh-huh. You were part of an army to try and take on my fellow giants and giantesses? Oh, you poor human. It's suicide to think that any army could bring down a giant, let alone many. Let me get this straight. Giants have been attacking your home city for the last month and you were conscripted to fight? Aw, you poor thing. No person should be forced to do what they don't want to do. I can see the dread of it on your face. It's all over now. As long as you're here with me, you'll be safe. Here. Why don't I bring you onto my chest and you can relax? Don't be nervous. I won't bite. There. See? You can trust me. Tell me, human, how does my skin feel? So warm, isn't it? Yeah. Helps to beat back the cold of the night, huh? You look so adorable scrunching yourself into my chest. You must really appreciate this, right? I've got to ask. Your uniform looks incredibly torn and ruined. Did something happen today? You and your fellow soldiers went to fight and... Oh my God! I just remembered! I overheard some of the giants talking about crushing an army recently with prejudice. They love doing that. It must have been your army. Your friends were among those crushed? I am so sorry that happened to you. What? Your parents died while you were out fighting, and you never got to say goodbye? I wish I could give you a big hug, but then I'd crush you, and I don't want to do that to you, not while you've lost a lot. Here, how about I massage your back with my finger? I promise I'll be gentle. I'll make up for not giving you a hug. Does that feel good? Does it make you feel a bit better? Oh, I'm happy. I should tell you something. Recently, I lost my parents as well. They died in their sleep while I was exploring the forest, observing life. The thing is, the other giants shun me because I'm gentle. In my culture, the hardest and most destructive giants are kings and queens. The most desirable partners, if you will. Even the giantesses have to be that way too. And if you're too gentle with everything around or you're too soft, the rest will demonize you. It's degrading. I don't know how much anyone can stand that level of discrimination. It gets worse. A funeral was held for my parents. They were well respected in the community. Even though I refused to be like my neighbors, my parents adored me like a diamond. They supported my life choices, despite the trouble I would face. So when the funeral happened, guess what the other giants did? That's right. They never let me attend my own parents' funeral. wouldn't let me say goodbye, and they wouldn't let me pay my respects. No, I'm good. It's just, I can relate to how you feel. I thought I should share that with you. I wish there are other gentle giants like me. Is it okay if I give you a kiss? It's just so I can feel better fully. I'm just gonna pick you up. Don't be scared. Wow. It may sound weird and disgusting, but you actually smell nice. Huh. I'm very compelled to kiss you more. Is it okay? Aw, thank you. Something's poking at me through your pants. Mind if I see it? Too embarrassed? Come on, just a peek. If you do, I promise to help you get back home after tonight. Oh my. Oh, your erection is so hard. And it's so beautiful, too. Even the biggest giants don't have a dick like that, and they have the hugest. Did my kisses get you hard, human? Aw, don't be embarrassed. It's only natural. Seems to me you really liked my kisses. And yeah, I do have an attractive body. The male giants have catcalled me several times because of it. Okay, tell you what. How about I take off my clothes so you don't feel like the odd one out? Okay? There. Just a human and a giantess naked together. We'd both be harassed and discriminated for hanging out like this. I say fuck it. We can do whatever we want, right? Of course. Oh, I was actually getting really hot in those clothes. Oh my god. It feels so much better now that they're off. So, how do you like my body, human? I know. You don't like my body. You love it. I know you've been eyeing my huge, soft tits, and now you're staring at my luscious, smooth, and wide hips. Human men love a woman with curves, don't they? Too turned on to give a straight answer? That's okay. No need to. Besides, that tells me yes. Oh, and now you're staring at my pussy. Oh, come on. Don't look away. I want you to stare. Besides, I actually love it when humans stare at my curvy, naked body. Although I will admit, I will get embarrassed if fellow giants catch me running around with no clothes on. It's kind of weird when I think about it, but never mind about that. I can see you're still hard for me. Do you wish to fuck me? You do? Well, I'm actually not too sure how it's gonna work. I mean, it should be obvious with our sizes and all. This got awkward really quick. Wanna kiss my neck? It helps turn me on. Let me get you onto my neck, okay? There. Wow, you're already on it. And you're really good. Oh, it actually tickles when you do that. God, are you all right? Are you hurt? A few bruises. Oh, I was worried you've broken a leg or two from that fall. It sounded like you hit the ground hard. Still, I really love the way you kissed my neck. So ticklish. And so intoxicating, 'cause I've gotten so wet from all that. My pussy is soaked. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so horny all of a sudden. Oh, let me just... Oh, I want to feel you in my pussy. But I know it isn't possible. I think I can settle with you playing with my clit. Oh... Let me pick you up. I'll bring you to my pussy. Oh. Oh. There you go. Can you feel how moist it is? It's all from you. Go on. Thrust your dick inside me. I promise I'll be careful not to shake you off. Oh. Yes. That's it. Oh, keep going. Keep bucking your hips into me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, you're doing such a good job fucking my pussy. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. That feels so fucking good. Yes. 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 Fuck. Yeah. Do you like it? Do you like fucking a huge, giantessent or ginormous wet pussy? Oh, yeah, keep going. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I think I'm gonna score it soon. Oh, I wanna do it in time when you come. Are you ready to come? Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel your dick on my clit. Oh, it's close.
Don't stop. Don't ever stop unless I tell you to. Oh, come on. Come. I want you to come now. Come for your giantess. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. pump it. Let your dick explode inside of me. Oh, yeah, let it go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, yes. God, are you okay? Oh, can you speak? Oh, please tell me I didn't crush you in my thighs. Oh, no. Oh, you're okay. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Words can't express how relieved I am that I didn't crush you, and you didn't get squirted off by my jizz. I'm surprised and relieved that you weren't harmed. Mwah. You must be really tired after all that. I don't blame you, of course. It is dark, and trying to fuck a giantess while trying to hold on would have sapped your energy. No need to apologize. I almost crushed you after all. And I can't trust myself not to crush you while we both sleep. So how about I hang one of my clothes on a tree branch and you can sleep in it? Sound good? Okay, give me a sec. There we go. You got yourself a large hammock with my scent to boot. I know. That was weird. I was trying to be funny. Well, you know, as they say, epic fail. How is it in there? Cozy? Good. I was hoping you'd like it. I will say this, though. You were really good. You came in my clit so hard, I lost control. It felt amazing. None of the giants could ever match up to you. Nor will they ever. Yeah, I'm serious. You fucked me in a way that I've never been fucked before. And nothing else can ever compare to that. If you were my size or conversely, I was your size, it wouldn't be the same. I know. It would be really complicated and get very tiring so quickly. But you know what? I'm fine with that. It doesn't have to be every day and every time. Okay. I'm getting tired, and I bet you are, too. Can I have a kiss goodnight? Thank you. Good night, my handsome human.